Hello and welcome to the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge Repop. This is the first episode. We're just going to be running through a couple topics here. We're just taking a combination and a collection of pretty much everything out there in the universe. This is Dougley here. I'm here with my co-hosts. Go ahead,
Christian DeLorean. Shout out to your boy. Nice to be here in the Burger Milk Lounge, my dude.
Oh, it's nice to be. It's nice to have you here, Dub. You know,
always
here in the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge. We don't get many visitors, but we do have internet, and there's lots of news that comes out pretty much every week. And usually, we just sit around and like to talk about it. So, I guess since we already did introductions, I guess we just jump right into it.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Cool. I guess I'm going to start off, it's a little surprise, we're going to start off with a guilty pleasure confession, just to get the ball rolling, just
there
so people, if they watch this, they know when it to listen to us, or just to run away and never play this again.
It's like, yeah, these dudes are mad weird, they're super awkward, they don't know how to break the ice, this isn't the kind of guy I would talk to,
exactly.
You know, waiting for the bus.
So, I guess I'm going to go with my guilty pleasure first. Confession, since it's confessional. I think Empire is actually a very important show. It's actually really good. That's just how I feel. I know people want to say it's stereotypical, it's all this, it's all that. And yes, they're not lying. But it's still a good show. You know?
It's stereotypically necessary, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, and you know, like, there's the actors in it really good. I think that some of the premises are like literally ripped from the headlines, and it's just, it's definitely soap opera-ish. Definitely.
Oh,
that.
Gotcha.
But you know, it's soap opera for, I guess, the urbanites.
There we go. Like, remember, like, that one Carmen
special?
Pretty
sure that's how they pitched the show.
With Beyonce, like, back in the day, with Mekhi Phifer?
Yes.
Is it like that? Is that pretty much what it is? Is it?
First
no,
season? Yes. First season, pretty much. It's not a hip-hopera.
Okay.
But there is hip-hop in it, yes.
Okay. Oh, dude,
but some of the music's
so...
actually, well, actually, some of the music's pretty good. I'm pretty sure they're all directed, but produced. Timberland, he does some good
stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. I noticed. Yeah,
every now and then.
I mean, I'd imagine it's not a bad show. I definitely haven't seen it myself, but I imagine it's. I don't know. I don't know. Like you said, too many good people are involved with that show for it to not
exactly.
fail, but to not at least be quality.
Right. I mean, they had Mariah Carey in it, Alicia Keys. They've had a lot of people involved. I mean, you got Taraji P. Henson and. Was the dude? I don't even know. Terrence Howard. There we go. I almost said DJ.
Oh, I mean, it happens sometimes. You
hustle
know?
And flow days.
So sometimes you just
that trick, man.
You always gotta whoop that trick. You know.
Get him.
Boom, boom, boom. But so I guess right, I guess I'll swing into. I don't know if it's gonna be my guilty pleasure, but it'll definitely be not so guilty confession, maybe. Mine is definitely that I cried on the last episode of Futurama. And if you haven't seen it, it's actually super incredibly dope. If you like Futurama and watch like every single episode, obviously they get the tangent episodes, but like, yeah, the last episode, I definitely don't want to spoil it entirely. But no, dude, it's mind-blowing, dude. I think once I saw that episode... I mean, I was already kind of sad, too, because I think this was at a time where I was, like, been watching my favorite shows. So I watched every single episode of That 70s Show, like, for the first time, back-to-back. Because, you know, I catched it when I caught
shit.
It. Yeah, but, dude, like, you know, so I finally caught it in context, and I was watching it. So I watched the end of that show. So then I was on the end of Futurama. So I was like, damn, dude, what shows can I watch now? But then also, the last episode was just... Yeah, I watched that shit, like, 7 times in a row. After I watched it, I was like, damn, this shit's crazy. But,
no,
it's super
that
cool.
That 70s Show is pretty good, but Futurama, Yeah, I like that last episode. It's actually a pretty good send off for the show.
Dude, it's a dope.
And he leaves the door open.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Always leaves the door open for more adventures with Fry and Leela, all of them. Even though he'll never get his dog back.
Seymour, was that his name? Yeah, Seymour Butts.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Even though that's what now, I still think the dog episode is the saddest episode, but that episode is very close.
I do know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, I mean that one is definitely sadder, but dude, I just thought it was dope. Not only because it was the last episode, because y'all know, dude, I think shows should come to an end, you know? Definitely, if you can wrap it up in a nice way. But I was like, yeah, dude, that shit was dope.
But, yeah, Futurama, I always love that show.
Yeah, but for some reason, I just can't like Simpsons, dude. Like, obviously, I appreciate its existence and nostalgia in the 90s, especially, you know, being in, like I said,
the
you
pop
know,
icon Bart Simpson.
Yeah, Bart Simpson, and then the mashup, the beat 'em up video game is obviously arcade classic, you know.
Yeah.
So like just little stuff like that.
Even in a time where, dude, like if they made that video game today, thinking about it now, people would probably scream that it's anti-feminism and all that other stuff because what's Marge's weapon?
A vacuum cleaner. There we go.
so like that goes to show you how much times have changed.
That is true. that is hilarious though. Because doesn't she have like a move where she like because I know she's waxy with it. Doesn't she have a move where she like runs you over with it too? Like actually vacuums you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her special or something. I haven't played that game forever. Since those old skating ring days.
Exactly. You said it. The old skating ring days. You know what sucks, too? Okay. Is I swear, I feel like I just played that shit.
It never leaves my mind. I just know, like, after the third level, it just gets too hectic. It's, like, unfairly hectic. That's what all arcade games have in common. Like, first two levels, they're cool. But once it gets to, like, the third level, fourth level, they're just starting to throw shit at you just to make you waste your quarters.
Yep.
They're designed like, okay, just to suck quarters.
Like, we need that.
Exactly. You can play the first level again. Okay, well, since, you know, we're here, we already did our Guilty Pleasure Confessions. Next one, we'll just start with the news, I guess. And have you seen Batman v Superman?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Batman v Superman. I only saw, like, the DVD version of it, though. I didn't see it in theaters.
An extended... Oh, man.
That was my first time watching.
Okay, so you don't even know what made the movie better. It still was a... All right, I want to know your opinion. Was it a good or a bad movie?
I feel like I watched it in enough time to where I got to soak in the DC universe kind of all at once. Because what even propelled me to watch that was the trailer for Justice League when that first dropped. When I saw, like, the fucking Flash. That one. Where they showed, obviously, Aquaman and, you know, all that shit. Because, you know, I was kind of... Because, you know, obviously, I think this is maybe... I can't think season 2, season 3 of the actual TV show Flash. So I was really into the Flash, too. So I was like, I don't know about having two different actors. I know it's two different universes. I don't know. But then I saw that little snippet, and I was like, okay. I can kind of fuck with this dude. Is the Flash. You know, it seemed like he had his own thing going. Like, just in that quick trailer, I was just like, oh, dude, okay. I fuck with it, but then the way they fucking...
Hey, the one thing that sold me on that Flash was that he's watching Rick and Morty in the background. That's what sold me on it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that. I mean, I saw... Ouch. I'm forever late on that show, but it's all good. We won't get into that.
You gotta
sure.
catch up.
We definitely won't get into that shit. But when Batman threw that fucking batarang and, like, he just cracked, like, you know... the time barrier and that shit was just slow-mo. I was like, damn. Like, the way they did that, it was visually dope. So I was just like, super cool, man. Like, and then I was on board ever since. So with that, and then I think Suicide Squad was getting close to coming out to, or could have been out at the same time. I don't know. But I know I definitely got a chance to, like, watch Batman vs. Superman and then right shortly after I saw Suicide Squad. So I kind of saw all that in the same bunch. So I was like, okay. I can see where they're going with this. This isn't too bad. But then, like I said, I don't know what was taken out or what wasn't there for Batman vs. Superman, but what I saw of it, like I said, it was okay. It was cool. And like I said, I think a little bit of watching all that stuff a little bit at once, it kind of helped me, like, get, like, it was like a nice big meal at once. So I was kind of like, okay. Now I can sit back and see
how this unfolds. Did you particularly like Ben Affleck's performance? How did you feel about his performance?
I don't feel like no one did. Like I said, I'm not too fresh on that movie, but I don't know. I feel like I'm definitely easy to satisfy, at least as far as that goes. Because, like I said, like,
would you be willing to see a standalone Batman movie?
Just because it's Batman, and I feel like with this universe, they're actually going to do a little bit, can do cooler stuff. Obviously, they tease, like, you know, the Deathstroke involvement and like that, so. But then again, Batman to me is one of those roles to where, regardless if you do a good or bad one, he's still like the James Bond of superheroes. So it's saying
nobody can sink. Nobody can sink Batman. He's already had nipples. He's had a credit card. Like, you can't sink Batman.
Yeah, like
he sells
like
comic books constantly.
Yeah, so it's like one of those weird things because I remember like how I was so confused about the James Bond being so many different actors, but then I don't know, someone made a parallel to me about like the just like how they do the different Batmans, but for some reason that just made sense. To where it's always been ingrained in my head that like the essence of Batman is will be the character, and then the actor will just always obviously be the actor. It's part of it, so that's why, you know, I'm always there for the character in the in-game movie. If the actor brings something dope to it, that's always a bonus.
Right, to bring their own little spin on it. Well, yeah. The reason I'm talking about this is because, well, Ben Affleck, he was in talks. Because they did announce that they were going to do The Batman or whatever they were going to call it. And
yeah.
Since Ben Affleck, he's a, you know, Oscar award-winning, Academy Award-winning director. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're like, well, that makes perfect fit. And, you know, he'll be able to direct Batman. Warner Brothers will have their star and their director, too. Well, apparently Affleck doesn't want to direct Batman. So they brought in Matt Reeves. They were in negotiations with Matt Reeves. He was doing he's a guy who's done Cloverfield. He's done Dawn of Planet of Apes and War, the new coming out War of Planet of Apes that comes out later on this summer. And for a second, it was shaky there. People were reporting that he had dropped out. He didn't want to do it. But now it is officially confirmed. He is definitely, definitely doing The Batman. He's definitely directing it.
Interesting.
And I can't say how I feel about it because I don't know the premise of the movie. I don't know whatever. I just know Ben Affleck's a pretty all right Batman. He has some character flaws that I don't personally agree with. Like, Batman shouldn't purposely murder somebody with grenades and guns and rocket launchers, but that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I think the grittiness of that universe, it does fit.
Yeah.
And if he can bring some of the heart he has for those, because the Planet of Apes could have just been gorillas, monkeys, orangutans just shooting up everybody, blowing shit up. Now, granted, the last movie was like that towards the end, but it had a very strong story, a strong heart to it. You actually felt Caesar was a character, not just Andy Serkis running around on all fours, with dots on his face, you know?
Exactly.
No!
Dude, that no? Boy. The greatest no of all time.
Your boy shit his pants, man. Tell you, Malfoy shit his pants when he heard that.
Exactly. But, he was like,
but yeah, that's.
He was like, expect him? And then he just. And then it was a wrap. He couldn't do nothing. I don't know spells. That's the only spell.
Yeah, but. Now I'm about to go to some speculation. Speculation. Since the Batman movie, this part's not speculation. We know that Deathstroke's gonna be either at the end of Justice League or he's definitely in Batman. He's definitely in Batman, but I'm pretty sure that tease we got from Ben Affleck's Twitter, pretty sure that's like the last shot of Justice League. You know? Slade Wilson getting off a plane or something like that.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of Batman. But, from what I've heard...
Deathstroke?
Yeah, it's, Deathstroke is, Joe Manganiello.
I don't really know
who he is. He's a guy who's, I think he's married to Sofia Vergara. The Magic Mike guy. He's got a gray beard, curly hair. He was in Spider-Man? Dude, if you go back and watch... Okay, for anybody out there, this dude was in the first Spider-Man. He was the guy who was... basically the Flash for Spider-Man. One who tried to beat him up. And he looks nothing like he looks now. That goes to show you how old that movie is or how much time has passed. I don't even know. But yeah. But apparently the movie is going to be... From what I heard, they're taking an old script... Because the script's been written by Chris Terrio and Ben Affleck. The reason they thought Matt Reeves was going to leave because Matt Reeves wanted to change the script, but then they're like, eh. But and then that's why he wanted to leave or whatever. But from what I've heard, that the script's going to be basically Batman stuck in Arkham on his way trying to get out.
Okay.
Like almost of like a Dredd, Judge Dredd type of thing, or the first Arkham Asylum game, type of vein.
I'd be down for that. Because, dude, that, and you know what that reminds me of? One of my... I think it was Batman vs. Superman. Duh, it has to be. Where he was in... I don't know what part of the movie was, but he was like in close quarters, like fighting a whole bunch of dudes, like shooting guns and shit. He's like bouncing over on the walls and shit. And like they still wasn't... So that's when I was like, oh, dude, this Batman's like... It could have been a flashback in that movie or some shit.
What part was that? After the Martha scene. It was after the Martha scene.
Gotcha.
It was right after we were trying to save Martha.
Yeah. Because, dude, like... Because in my head, dude, imagine that in fucking Arkham... Because to me, that's what I thought of. I was like, dude, this is like Arkham Asylum type, you know, video game shit. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he was beating niggas, you know, whooping the ass, dude, so...
Heads going through the floor.
Oh, yeah, so...
Blowing them up with grenades.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So if you're talking and he's going to be trapped in Arkham and he's going to fuck with Deathstroke, oh man,
yes. And then you can also like tease other characters, because in this universe, this Batman, he's been around for 20 fucking years. He's already got one dead Robin, we don't know, and I'm assuming that dead Robin's Jason Todd.
Yeah,
we don't know where Dick Grayson's at. Alfred's still there, still helping him out. This Batman, he drinks. This Batman fucks. This Batman does a lot of things that like the Frank Miller Batman would do, but we don't have none of that history with this Batman. So
this dog's kissing freaking sleeping Harley Quinn's sneak
punch,
ass.
Yeah, he punches. This Batman punches women in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This Batman fucking takes out supervillains in front of their kids. This nigga holds people in front of their own children. This Batman don't fuck around.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, speaking of the Caped Crusader, we have some information on his sidekicks, what his little... his Robin and Nightwing, what they're going to be doing. And they're going to be in the new Teen Titans Judas contract. It's another extension to the DC Animated Universe, where they're actually trying to connect all the movies. I believe it started with the Justice League War. And since then, they've been trying to share continuity between all the movies. And this Judas contract, I know it's based on some... Is it based on a graphic novel? I believe it was Merv Griffin. Maybe not. I'm not sure. I just know it's based on a graphic novel from... Who knows when. Judas apparently, like, Deathstroke's... One of Deathstroke's kids or something like that. I don't know. But, judging just on the trailer I've seen for the animated movie, it looks pretty good, because the last Teen Titans animated, you know, movie was... It was good. It was alright. It wasn't too bad.
Nah, dude, that new Teen Titans...
What about you?
It looks crazy good, dude. I'm extremely hyped for it. Cause, you know, they have, you know, what, Blue Beetle... obviously, Cyborg is like a Justice League now, so they kind of, you know, got that little sprinkle in there. You know, Starfire, Nightwing, and Robin. You know, Damian. I don't know. I'm a big fan of, like, Damian Wayne's Robin right now. Not Wayne's, but Wayne.
Damian Wayans.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like, dude, if there's not already like
Damian, don't play that.
Photos of this dude, that's just like a missed opportunity.
But no, that, I mean,
dude, I'm hype. Like, you know, he's a cool kid. He's a badass Robin. So now the Robin character is cool. It's like, dude, no one thinks. Well, at least, I mean, I'm sure people still think about Robin in the freaking bikini, but. You know,
Dick.
Well, what? Yeah,
Dick.
Yeah. But like just kind of how they did like with Red Hood. Like, you know, Red Hood's like really badass people. You know, a lot of people like him. You know, he's cool. I see. You know, they the guns. You know, he's like, but he still has Batman training and abilities. So people love Batman. They like to see like the different kind of like variations of like Batman. You know, for more or less.
Yeah, I do like Red Hood, even though I think the fact that Batman is lets Red Hood does what he do, it just basically defeats the purpose of Batman, period. I mean, I have no problem with the character. I actually like Jason Todd, but Jason Todd goes out there and kills people, and he does it in Batman's name. Damn. So Batman's basically just like, well, I'm not killing nobody. He's doing it.
Right, homie just sleep drinking coffee like, nah, I'm straight. Like, yeah,
I'm gonna get my hands dirty.
Alright, he's like, Red, pretty much. He's like, I ain't trying to catch no L's. But not.
Okay.
But I do love them. Yeah. You know, but like I said, dude, like, Damon, like, they crafted them perfectly, man. Like, they're like, okay, like, fucking League of Assassins, bed. Batman, bed. Like, this dude's a little savage, man.
Oh, yeah. Damian, he's cool. He's badass. He was pretty alright in the Teen Titans anime, the one before this one. I don't even know.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I did see the. I finally saw the Batman and his son, or whatever they called it, where he first like got him.
Batman and son.
Yeah, I did see that one. That one was pretty cool.
And then there was another one. There was another one between there. I think it was called Batman Bad Blood. It was about Batman going missing. Damian and Dick have to team up, and Dick's running around in a Batman costume. That one was not too bad. And it's got a Batwoman in it, I'm pretty sure. Whichever one's the gay one.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought there was only... I only knew Batgirl. I didn't know there was a Batwoman. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just some ex... Some crazy... her first time, I think, being animated.
Oh, okay.
Along with Batwing, they actually have Batwing in that one too. Pretty sure.
Oh shit. Continues.
Yeah, Lucius Fox's kid. But okay. Alright, so for the next news, or the next piece, since we're talking about Batwing and mechs and all that type of stuff, it seems we have here. Yeah, you ever heard of this movie called Pacific Rim, Christian? Have you ever tried to cancel the apocalypse?
Nah.
Did they successfully cancel it? I don't think so, because there's another movie.
God damn it. But hey, dude. While I am a fraud and never seen that movie, I have not heard anyone not busting out over that movie.
I mean,
that's a good thing.
That movie is basically
it's a pleaser.
Power Rangers on steroids.
I don't know. Is it just like, are there like people like doing kung fu in suits now? Like, they kind of threw me for a loop.
I mean, they actually do move the suit by moving it. I mean,
oh shit,
really? They do. Yeah, yeah. Like they move their arms, and they have to meld. Like one person can't actually control Jaeger themselves. That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, so if they try to do it one by, it will overload their brain. So they have to have two pilots. And two pilots have to have a neural link, like a actual brain link together, and they have to, like, they call it drifting, neural drifting or whatever, something like that.
Dude, why the fuck have you never explained this movie to me? I feel like I would have watched it a little bit sooner. That sounds kind of tight. But you know what happened? You want to know why I actually didn't see this movie in theaters when I actually planned to? Because especially if it's a really dope movie, I try to watch it in IMAX 3D. But, you know, I am prone to lag on these hoes real quick. So I think when I went to go get my tickets for it, I like missed the IMAX 3D date by like a couple days, because they only have IMAX 3D playing for like a couple amount of weeks or some shit. They don't usually have that shit forever, which is weird, but it kind of sucks. I don't like know what the whole thing behind that is, but they only had like, I forget what they, I mean, they still had 3D, but I was like, man, I was just too bummed to even get like see that shit. And the next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, that shit fucking came out.
I saw it in the theaters, but not
DVD. Yeah, I know. I was just, I don't know why I was just freaking out. I was just being high class. That's all it was. I was just trying to
look important. A lot of people were busting nuts on that movie because it was Guillermo del Toro. And I like Guillermo del Toro. I don't hate on him. I've seen most of his movies I like. I don't even think, besides Crimson Peak, his last movie I didn't really like. But that's besides the point. But yeah. Let's get to the actual news. Pacific Rim 2 has their first like concept art, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And it's some different redesign. It's a different redesign for what I believe is Gypsy Danger, the main Jaeger of the movie. And apparently, as far as I know, John Boyega, he's been officially added to the cast. And apparently he's going to be playing the son of Idris Elba's character. Not 100% sure who his character's name was. I just know he tried to cancel the apocalypse. That's all. That's the main thing about that movie, is they have to cancel the apocalypse.
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy, man. Shout out to John Boyega. His star power is just really strong nowadays. And that's good, man. Shout out to that dude. Get on the objective. Dude, are you there? I can't even hear you.
Yes, I hear you. I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to his career is blowing up. You know, he's actually getting into movies and stuff. I mean, he's got a Netflix movie out that's out now. So
it's like, dude, why even have an Oscar when you can? Why have an Oscar when you can just star in a Star Wars movie?
Exactly.
Bruh. Like, realign your goals correctly. Fucking Oscar.
I guess the Oscars is just to make people who feel empty feel like the people actually like them.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, dude. Yeah, pretty much, right? I mean, you can't serve it up without hitting a home run. Bitch. But when is it? Did they have a release date? Or
so
is that just,
far.
Or is it just all concept art? Just because I've seen the photo and it looks dope. I thought it was. When you showed me that shit, I thought it was like a video game poster. It could have been on so many things that I was just like, yo, is that a movie poster?
It was a type movie poster. I'm not 100% sure when the movie even comes out. I don't even remember even. Ah, man, I should have looked that up. That's what I need to worry about next time, actually. But I know the last movie came out, what, 2012? So,
oh shit! No way.
It's about 2013 maybe. 2013, 2012.
Wow.
I know it's about damn due time for it though. Definitely
damn.
Due time.
That shit came out so long ago.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're whipping the DeLorean. Not yet though. Adversity is an opportunity for change. Is that all we got for Pacific Rim? What else we got? That's just pretty tight, though.
Basically,
I
saw for a fact, it was Gypsy Danger, and I don't know who those other two Jaegers were.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're new ones or if they're just redesigns of the old one. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't watch that movie like that. I was super careful. I don't know all the Jaegers' names and shit, or the character's name for that matter. But
thinking about that would actually kind of be really cool is, especially out here in Vegas, they have all these, little gaming centers and all this stuff. Like, what if they ever had, these fucking... Because now they have a fucking Luigi's Mansion, arcade game. It's pretty tight. I don't know if you actually played it. Ours is just cool, regardless. Like, Mario, Nintendo doing shit outside of their consoles, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, dude, why don't they fucking do a Pacific Rim game or some shit like that? That would be a hit in, these little, Dave and Buster's type places. Or maybe it's just not too much of a profit to do that type of shit. Just that would be cool, but it's but why would we do it? I guess they need a bigger one. A little arcade Pacific Rim type game with their mechs, Like an interactable type game. Cause do they have like a fucking Kung Fu, like was it, what's that fucking Jack Black Panda? Is it Kung Fu Panda? Is that that little DreamWorks movie?
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have like a freaking game with Kung Fu Panda and all you have to do is just like hit these little hit these targets. But dude, people will be playing the shit out of that game. I'm just like, yeah, dude.
What, like an arcade game?
Yeah, like an arcade
game. So it's basically like Fruit Ninja, but...
Yeah, yeah. But there's actually, like, things that you can actually punch. So that's a little bit cooler. And yeah, it's pretty much like Fruit Ninja. It's at Dave & Buster's. Dude, and they have an actual Fruit Ninja there, too, by the way.
Oh, I've seen those. That's why I said that, because there's like a, it's like a giant vertical screen. Like, they just take giant TV, turn it aside. I'm just like, this is the most cost-effective game ever. Like,
dog, right? I think they have two or four of them at the Dave & Buster's here. Like, just like all next to each other. I'm like, easy setup, huh, guys? But that shit is pretty cool.
So I'm pretty sure that's all the news. Did you hear anything out there in the web that you heard? Any breaking news you want to talk about? Anything?
Not breaking news on my end.
Anything you want to keep anybody's eyes open for coming up soon? Well,
the only thing I can think of at the moment is just like some... I know Street Fighter has a new character coming out, and I know Injustice has. I don't know, that's really what I'm paying attention to a lot, like, the fighting games this year. Especially, Marvel vs. Capcom, Infinite, like, all that kind of stuff. I'm really liking how everyone's kind of tying in. Like I said, like, on top of us, like, watching all these shows, they're doing a lot of that stuff in the games, too. Like, so, like, Injustice, you know, you can be sure that they're definitely going to kind of keep the movies and, like, the TV shows in mind. Even like that Lego freaking Lego the Flash game and the Lego Green Arrow game, like just little stuff like that. I think it's just dope. Sniper! I keep my
head down. Yeah, keep everything like knitted together in their own little corners, even though they're all same properties.
Mm-hmm. But then when I was watching I forgot to mention this earlier, but when I was watching that Infinity War trailer, dude, all I could fucking think about was like when everyone was all together, because you know everyone's gonna be in that movie. All I could think about was Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. I'm like, damn, dude. The Marvel side is actually going to be really interesting. Like, and I don't even care if, like... And I get the classic, you know, characters that you may want in there that may not make sense or may want it. But, dude, I'm like, hey, put Star-Lord in the game. I'm definitely down to play him for at least 5 to 10 hours. Just because. Check him out. Like, minimum. Right? Like, that shit just sounds dope.
I'm pretty sure Marvel will be down for that, too. Because they don't want, you know... They might have characters from stuff they're not even on. You know?
Well, I don't know if you haven't been paying attention, but that's pretty much the focus of Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. It's really going to be MCU heavy.
I saw Captain Marvel in the trailer. Yeah. I think it was the Time Gem trailer I watched.
Yep.
Which I was wondering, okay, they're going to use the Infinity Stones? Like, what?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Or Infinity Gems?
Yep. That's one of the core mechanics of the game. It's like, it's going to rotate off the gems, and like, it's 2v2, like old school. Which is cool with me because my, I always fucked with the old games we used to play. So yeah, dude, Yeezy by Weezy. It's like right, get like.
Oh.
Oh damn! Top right.
Top right, the only Pharaoh.
But yeah, that's the main thing that's about news is like, you know, if you do like this stuff, hopefully people can start playing like the games and all the other properties, you know, keep the hype up, because you know I'm sure you know it's a good time to be a fan of all this Marvel shit. But yeah, we can move on to the next
plus
little
Marvel,
header.
Marvel's not in the business of promoting characters for that they don't really own the rights to. I mean, yes, they own the rights to X-Men, but they only own them in comic book form.
Yeah. To my knowledge,
though, you're seeing less and less X-Men comic books and Fantastic Four comic books. I don't think Fantastic Four even has a comic book, period. They haven't had one in the last year and a half.
Wolverine is rumored to be like it's like a funny rumor because it's funny to say like a rumor is for sure, but like the rumors is like they're definitely gonna for sure bring back like certain iconic characters like Wolverine, and I think like Doom and Storm, like those type characters, like obviously everyone because they consider like you know obviously a Marvel game is empty without those characters, so even with all the bullshit they're like although it's not confirmed, there's like you know it's hard not to say Wolverine's gonna be in Marvel vs. Capcom. Like, so,
no, they can't. Wolverine is more popular than the X-Men himself, almost. You know, they can't do that. But okay, well, I guess we're switching gears now, or should I say switching channels, because we're going to be talking about all the TV we're watching.
Hey, young dude,
since there's only one thing, since there's only one thing that we can really talk about together that we watch on TV, I guess we'll just start with that. Your boy Goku. Not giving a fuck about other universes.
You don't give a fuck about shit, dude. That's why I've got. That's why I've gotten so comfortable with his Japanese voice because this nigga is really retarded.
Honestly, yeah. When I first started watching the dub, I was like, I can't do. He sounds like a little kid, like yeah. But I'm just like, and then the way he acts, it kind of fits him almost too perfectly.
Yeah, dude. It's like. Because like I said, once I started getting catch up with Dragon Ball Super, I was like, yeah, dude, you know what? I definitely want to stay relevant and keep watching this shit. Because I remember when we were a kid, like, waiting for this shit. So I'm like, yeah, I'm on top of this shit.
Dude, I remember when we were kids, and I think it was during the Buu Saga, and we just, like, couldn't wait. And we were, like, trying to, like, look up stuff that happens in the Buu Saga. And then oh, man. And
we
then
we found started seeing, like, there was a GT, fucking grave
we
digger.
We saw GT was out there. And then I was like, what?
We found a treasure chest on the internet back in the day of just all the downloaded Japanese episodes, and we're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. So we did was, we watched a healthy amount of that, because I know, dude, Buu Saga is so brutal, dude. So brutal. So yeah, I remember, we were like, dude, fuck this shit. We would put on downloads on the computer before we went to sleep, like, dude, this shit has to fucking download overnight.
400 kilobytes a second.
And I'm like, what? They can do a fusion? Lucky. Yeah, I'm like, what? They can do a fusion? Oh my god! But yeah, I remember that shit. That shit was nuts.
I remember seeing the part where they used their little ghost power. I was like, what?
Yeah, Super Ghost Kamikaze? Yeah, hell yeah.
Still not explained, ever. Still not explained. Man. Like, why do these little kids have, like, neither one of them have that power, so I never got that. I thought usually, well, I guess when it comes to Goku and Vegeta, neither one of them have that sword power, but they use the shit out of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That spirit sword.
That is true. That's definitely a Vegeta thing. Damn, dude, I just got fucking lit up. Adversity is an opportunity by D.Va. But, get back on topic. What were you saying about
What episode is it? 77.
Like, yeah, so it's 77. Right in the beginning of the Universe Battle Saga. Which I'm hyped for.
Survival Arc, I believe.
That's what it's called, Universal Survival Arc?
Yeah.
I do like the name. Obviously, I really highly doubt they're really going to destroy these universes, because, like, come on.
Yeah, what's the point of even introducing the universes if they're going to destroy them the first time we, like... Unless this arc is a long-ass arc. I don't know if you've ever finished UU. Have you ever finished UU Hakusho?
Nah, dude, I never... I watched a good amount of it, obviously. Okay. I never finished it.
Alright. Well, I know UU Hakusho, the first two seasons are okay, just straight. But then when it goes to the third season, it starts off with a tournament.
Oh yeah. That's
right around of that tournament.
That's right around when I stopped watching it. The tournament. I definitely remember the tournament is when I stopped watching it. The dude with the freaking eye on behind his headband or some shit like that. I don't know. There was a character that had like a black outfit and he had like I forget his. That's definitely when I don't know. Something
about Hiei, like their friend or whatever. I think his name's Hiei.
Was he in the tournament?
Oh yeah, he's in the tournament with them.
Yeah, he was
their like sidekick and shit.
Yeah, I remember he was getting ready to fight in the tournament, and that's when I fucking didn't see it. Like, you know, stop watching it.
He's basically like mini, mini Vegeta. He starts off, well, I mean, that happens in almost every Japanese cartoon. Like, yeah. They start off evil and then they become best friends.
Yeah, maybe that's why my cheesy ass like them.
But, Dragon Ball Super Episode 77. It was basically Goku bored, of course, like always, and he wants to train with somebody. Nobody, everybody's too busy because everybody has a fucking life.
Yeah, right.
You know,
he's like, I could raise my child, but worries. I'm bored.
Right, I got a little kid who doesn't barely even remember me. I was dead when he was born. But so the first thing he does, he goes ask Krillin what's going on. Then he asks his Vegeta, who he asks Krillin. Krillin's in the middle of a bank heist or whatever. Then he asks Vegeta to help train with him, but Vegeta's like,
I'm a real dad.
I'm trying to be a real nigga. Yeah, I gotta take care of my wife. And then
my pregnant
but the funniest
wife,
part
sir?
About that is like go the funniest part about that is Goku and Whis were like, why don't well, she's hey. Having a baby, why do you have to stay? I see you using Yada.
Play the game podcast, just to let you guys know.
Right. I mean, you guys could go to the Twitch channel. Twitch.tv/...
Christ_DeLorean. DILOREAN.
But yeah, so Goku... after Goku basically can't train with anybody, he decides to go train with Beerus. Or Bills, or whoever, whatever you want to call him at this point.
Yeah, right.
And then he's reminded that there was supposed to be some sort of tournament, multiversal tournament, so he just uses the button he got from Omni King. He goes and basically reminds them to start the Universal Survival Arc. And that's basically just a clash between all 12 universes. And apparently, whoever universe loses gets destroyed, which I highly doubt is going to happen. Is without
form. Yeah, I mean, it's good suspense, but I feel like, it's like, I call bullshit on that off rips. But it, like,
unless
they
fold all the universes into themselves, but
hey,
I mean, how do
right?
we know? How we? Hey, one of those universes might just be completely void. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Have no life in it at all.
You never know.
But. I'm Dragon
I'm
Ball
extremely,
Super.
Extremely excited for it, though. Super, dude, I love Superman. I don't care if people do hate it, but yeah, dude, I'm having a good time with it. And then you already know what I'm mainly excited about. My boy fucking 17, man. Coming back.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of hyped for that, too.
Dude, I am so
I thought for I thought it. We were going to at least get to see one filler episode with him before we
I was
got
hoping,
to his arc.
I was kind
of
hoping
he's
that.
Going to be part of the team, and I'm wondering, like, because as far as I remember, 17, didn't he get destroyed?
Well, see, this is where my memory is blurry, because I remember him in the middle of the country, just, like, chilling with a brown jacket on. But I can't remember if that was the end of Dragon Ball Z in the Buu Saga. Because remember, he lifted up his hands to get... That was Buu Saga. He lifted up his hands to give Goku some energy. Remember?
Okay. See, I... To be... To tell you,
I remember he definitely had his outfit, but he had a brown jacket on over it. And I remember... Okay.
The end of that Buu Saga. It was way too fucking long.
Yeah, like one of the last episodes, obviously, when my other boy, Hercule, was like, yo, I need y'all to lift y'all hands up. Yeah, because, like, you know, like, I don't know, because it's cool to have, like, obviously Vegeta's my favorite, but, dude, I don't know, man, like, sometimes, like, people be sleeping on Hercule, man, that's my boy. But, yeah, 17 was, he was, like, in the country, or he was, like, a farmer or something, and I think he had, like, a shotgun or some shit in his hand, and he made someone else lift their hands up. Yeah, that was a
I think he's a park ranger or something like that.
Oh, Lord.
I think that's what he's going to be now.
Nice.
Because in some promo pictures, they showed that he's some park ranger or something. Like, everybody. It was just some promo pictures for Shojin Jump, I believe it was.
Nice.
So, yeah, that he likes nature, I guess.
Hey, that's why that's my
I don't
boy,
know if
man.
It's foreshadowed in the show.
Y'all sleeping on them, man. Sometimes I just I see the light. I'm like 17, fresh as fuck. Nah, but that's dope, though. I'm glad they're bringing them back. Cause I never was really a big fan of Super 17. For some reason, I just couldn't really fuck with that.
No, his head just looked weird to me.
Yeah.
And that arc seemed like it was only like 5 episodes. It felt like short. I never really made GT short. I never really made GT either, though.
Yeah. True. Like, I tried to watch that like 2 times all the way through. It was rough. One, because I remember, I think it was around 09, 2010-ish, we banged through and watched like pretty much all the Dragon Ball Z. And then after that, I remember we tried Dragon Ball GT, and it was just like, eh.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. That little kid Goku, that's not Goku.
I just can't handle that version of Trunks, man. I just can't handle it. Just like in the future Trunks saga, like, it was tight that he had, like, a fucking spirit sword and all that shit. Buster spirit sword, or whatever they wanted to call it. But,
yeah.
It just goes to show, like, kid Trunks is gonna be so fucking cooler when he comes an adult. That's why I wish they would do more shit with him and Goten and Super. That's the only thing, that's my own personal...
Wasn't that kid? That was kid Trunks though in GT. That was grown ass kid Trunks.
Yeah, I know, but they made him like a bitch though. Like, that's not how you're supposed to do kid Trunks. Like, they made kid Trunks like future Trunks. Like, but future Trunks didn't have Vegeta fucking training him. Because you know when, because our Trunks that we know per se is like what, 8 years old. When future Trunks was 8, he was a little pansy. He couldn't even go Super Saiyan until fucking Gohan died.
True that.
And you got tough as nails Vegeta's raising this one. So I'm like, there's like, so GT already fucked me up on that. And then Goten missed a trip. Dude, you know what I forget, it was the Einstein's fucking what he calls it, like his definition of insanity is like doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. Dude, I watched Dragon Ball GT and I expect Goten to fucking get on that rocket ship. I'm like, Goten, get on that motherfucking ship, dude. Get on that fucking ship! But then he misses it every time. I'm like, no, Pan, why? Dude, that show drives me completely insane. Like, I'm retarded.
I don't know.
That's why I can't watch it. I'm like, dude, go GT. Get on that fucking
ship. GT was just weird because they just decided to give everybody some drastically different hairstyles pretty much for no reason. Even though it's been, like, stated multiple times, like, Saiyans don't need to cut their hair or anything because it automatically just goes back the way it is.
They're like, but nah. Like, we hear you.
If Vegeta's got a mustache, so that means he must have been shaving this whole time.
Right. Like, when does he have time? Does he
and
do
then Krillin energy? Is half dead. Like, goddamn, Krillin. You need to let himself go.
I do love what they did with Krillin in his filler episode. Like, I love what they did with it. It was pretty dope. It sucks that he cut his hair, but I get it, Monks. And, you know, his little training. You know, it kind of brought him back. It was a little classic look. I did fuck with Krillin,
Definitely in Super, yes. Krillin is awesome in Super, yes.
Yeah.
And
I love...
You actually get to see him and his family, and 18 actually seems like an actual person he would want to be with.
Right? But yeah, his arc was dope. I'm glad, you know, he was just like, yeah, dude. Like, his episode was deep, dude. I'm glad he got that shit off his chest. I'm like, you know what, Krillin?
It was a nice two-parter.
I was like, you are right now. Hopefully he's real. Hopefully he's a lot stronger. Because if they do make him, like, at least Piccolo level, or at least where he can actually, like, really compete. Because especially to people who are a big fan of Dragon Ball, I know that would be a nice little token for them. Because, like, think about it, man. You know, I'm getting caught on these motherfucking walls everywhere. I'm getting shot up. But, like, you know, because imagine the people who are fans of, like, you know, early fucking Dragon Ball Z, man. Gohan is a little bitch. Imagine how disappointing it is. Just like, man, it's like, Gohan, be strong again, please. But obviously, it's so easy for them it's easy for them to write him strong again. Because, you know, he's fucking, like, Goku's son, so whatever.
Right.
They can be strong. He can be strong whenever they want him to be. Which is I guess, adds a level of frustration for him.
But yeah, it was kind of cool how they gave Krillin a reason to, like, a reason why he hasn't really been, like, doing anything. Because
That made it dope.
He's died multiple times. You know, he's got that fear in him.
Yeah, dude. And like I said, they definitely did a nice little piece for him. And that was dope. And I feel like I kind of feel bad for talking all this shit about Krillin all these years. He's a fictional character type shit, you know what I mean?
Nah, but he did die multiple times. I mean, that's
yeah, right.
His fault for his size, his
always getting caught slipping. Looks like the use failing incline. Okay.
That's basically Krillin's life, basically. But all right. So since you haven't really seen any of these other shows, I'm just gonna kind of give you the speedy version of it.
Because if anyone else hasn't seen it, then we're in the same position. So I'm speaking for the people that haven't seen these shows, and then maybe next time we record this, I'll have caught up. So then now it's like homework, a little homework assignment. I love having homework.
Yeah. That's the whole reason we're gonna be doing good. But let's see. Okay, so the first show we'll be talking about, or just basically giving my thoughts on them, besides Super, is there's Powerless. It comes on NBC. It's basically a show about these, like, I guess they work for Wayne Corp or whatever, and they're like in the R&D department. They're supposed to be coming with these safety products for the general population, for people. It's like everyday people in this Super DC universe. Now, that would be cool and everything if it actually, like, made you feel like you were in the universe. The only problem I have with the show is it name drops too crazy. It's like somebody who just, like, I don't know, somebody who knows, like, their cousin's famous, so they have to constantly say their cousin's name.
Maybe they get a discount, or maybe they get, like, you know, hooked up with something, or maybe their social class or level will elevate a little bit.
It's more of like, oh yeah, Bruce Wayne, blah blah blah, Bruce Wayne this, Bruce Wayne that, oh, this is Wayne Corp, and all this shit. Basically, that's what the show was basically just doing, shoving it down your face, like, yeah, this is in the universe.
So you don't forget.
And the first episode was, it wasn't, you could tell it was a pilot. The second episode, the comedy was a little tighter, the jokes were a little more in your face. You can tell they're kind of getting the characters down, no matter if these characters are pretty much just cut and paste characters from other shows. They're still getting them down, they're still finding their voice. Ron Funches is in it, Danny Pudi, aka Abed from Community, he's in it. He's alright, he's pretty nice. He's basically the same character, which is a problem I have, but he just doesn't have the mental problems that Abed had.
Okay.
But, I mean, the show's, it's okay. What? The best part of the show is the title sequence. That's the best part of the show. Yes, because it starts off Action Comics. You see Action Comics number one. It's fucking Superman picking up that car, right? And then it zooms in into the background, and there's a character back there. And then it will be the actor or actress's name. So they're like, basically, oh, this is a show based on the background characters, basically. So, like, it goes on, but I think it looks nice. Like, the designs, it looks really cool. Like, it literally looks like Silver Age comics, like, or Golden Age comics, actually.
Hey, that's good. I mean, that's still a bonus, if you ask me. Fuck it. Nice little aesthetic.
It was really cool. First episode was okay. Second episode was better. I'm not saying it's a must-watch. It's more of a, if you have nothing else to watch at 8:30 on Thursday, then go ahead and watch it. Me, I don't, so I watch it. And so the show might get better. Like, it's only the first season. I can't. Yeah. You gotta give comedies a little bit of time. You know, I know that at least.
Yeah, I feel it. I have many reasons why I can watch that show. Some I would not say here, but I mean, you know, it seems like they have pretty nice lead actors and actresses.
Right, I know. So, yeah. We're all in it together.
Exactly.
Of course. I completely get the reason why you would watch that show.
Yeah, so.
But, alright. So. Alright. Well, speaking of superheroes.
It's in the DC world? Yeah. But is it in the DC movie world?
It doesn't precisely say. That's the thing.
So it's
I'm
just
not
in
sure
the DC
the
world.
MCU, the
for
DCU,
now,
just... The C does, it's just us. Yeah, it's just AC. I'm guessing it's the comic book world. I don't know. Because it doesn't... I mean...
Okay. Maybe they will say that. Maybe they won't. Okay.
Well, it takes place in a city called... I can't even remember the name of the city. It's just some is Charm City. That's the name of the city, Charm City. So it's just some random city. We do see, actually, you know what? There are some characters in it. There's a character named Crimson Fox, which I've never heard of. Apparently, she's been in DC or some Justice League Europe.
Yo, did he get hit
books
with a foot? Winston just may have got hit with the foot. Check it out, stream. A temporary setback. Later, you know. But my bad. The foot is real.
Yeah, check the stream later. But there's a Crimson Fox, and then there's another guy who basically is the knockoff version of Green Goblin. His name's Jack O'Lantern. He rides a glider just like Green Goblin. He throws pumpkin bombs. Literally
no
pumpkin bombs. Like, come on, dude. I don't know who was created first, but goddamn.
Exactly. Like, sometimes, you know, the shark bait is too tasty. You know? He just got a bite. So someone just couldn't. Someone bit. It's funny.
But, okay. So that's Powerless. Watch it at your own discretion. I'm watching it. You don't have to watch it.
Sure.
Let's see, Legion. All right, we have Legion. Now, first little piece of like information I got from Legion was Comic-Con. This last year, May, I saw the trailer. The show looked good, but I didn't understand like where would they go. And after watching the first episode, there still really isn't no consensus on where the show's going. I'm gonna keep it spoiler free, but it's just the show is like complex. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a cerebral type of show.
Yeah.
Now it's not like, I'm not saying it's like Einstein level. You don't have to have a PhD to understand it. Because honestly, it seems like it's just throwing stuff out there and seeing what will stick. But from this show, I'm not sure, dude. With this guy's powers, I don't know if any of the show is actually real. That's how I feel about it. Like, I'm not even sure if it's actually happening.
Okay, gotcha. So what is his powers exactly?
30 seconds
remaining.
He controls things with his mind. So the only thing we see some flashbacks of him as a kid, and then he basically has like rage kinesis. Like, that's the best way I can describe it. Whenever he gets pissed off, shit just goes flying around.
So does he have the power to like warp reality type control shit with his mind? Is that why you kind of think that Super probably like not even in a reality, because he's making this up, because he's pretty much psychotically powerful, you know?
No, it's because the show relies on like show is pretty much all is dialogue heavy. You know, it's on FX. I already know there's not going to be flashy action sequences. There is one great action sequence at the end of the first episode. But it's, it's pretty much, you see, he's getting interrogated. Like, you'll see him with his counselor. We don't know if this is, it seems like, I would say it's like trying to watch Memento, but without knowing this dude has a problem. Like, he has a short-term memory. It will switch scenes in the middle of other scenes. Like, but he'll still be doing not the exact same thing. He'll be talking to somebody, and then he'll start recalling a memory to talk about something, and then we'll go to that memory, and that memory was him talking to a psychiatrist. And so I don't know where the beginning is. I don't know where the end is.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
The show is a definite mindfuck. It's a must watch. One of the best pilots I've seen since Heroes, I want to say.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not going to say the show is as good as Heroes. I'm not going to say it's going to be as good as Heroes.
But it's a good pilot.
It's one of the best. Like, it's something that hooked
pilot
me. It looked like, I know, when I watched the San Diego Comic-Con trailer.
That's how you know I'm kicking it when I'm playing Zenyatta. But yeah.
There was some Bollywood. There was like a Bollywood sequence in it. And I'm just like, how does that have to do with anything? It doesn't. But it's still cool to see.
Interesting. But hey, you said that comes on FX, so we don't have it on any streaming services. Does FX have a way to watch it online? Let your boy know. For all the people
I'm not
going to
say
how
I watched it. I'm not
going to
be that guy who says.
You watched it on cable, dude. You have DVR.
Right. Well, I mean, with the FX app, I mean, as long as you, you know, say what, you know, cable provider you have, you're good.
Gotcha. But, so you can sign in that way, guys.
The show is
for DirecTV for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure you do that, people. Do it the right way. And so, but yeah, it's a pretty good show. The actors in it are pretty good, pretty solid. And I mean, it's not 100% clear which X-Men universe is in, or if it's obviously even any
probably
universe.
Just his own thing, yeah. They could probably just like some stuff they probably just don't want to overcomplicate it, but maybe crossing it over and then. So if they're just trying to build a universe and keep it all separate, I'm down for that. As long as we're getting more content and like information is spreading about other stuff, and if it can point them in a direction that's cooler stuff, hey, that's all it's all about, man. Because then for the people who love it, they get more. Aw, you fucker! Someone cockblocked my KO and killed me. But yeah. I don't know, regardless. I think if it's good content, it's good content.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's pretty straight. Definitely complex. Well, no, I won't say complex. It's definitely a show that you just can't sit back and just be like, oh, I'll just put this on and not pay attention.
Ah, interesting.
But, you know, it looks so far, so good. And I had very low hopes.
Interesting. It's all going with reasonable expectations. And then I'll see how it come out. Yo, that's good though, man. It sounds, I'm glad, like I said, both two little kind of side story spin-off shows from the you know, comic book universe. I can get jiggy with it.
Right. I mean, anything can be based on a comic book nowadays.
Okay.
You know?
Experience tranquility.
Right. So you can serve up the next one, whatever we're going up to next.
Alright, so just gonna. Have you been watching anything on TV? Anything you wanna just put out there? Anything to just recommend it to people?
Oh, what I've been watching is, I've actually been on Hulu a lot lately, cause, you know, I've been doing a lot of editing photos and videos. So I've just been needing stuff to just kind of put on in the background, but it's been, you know, some pretty solid stuff. But I mean, it's all throwback stuff. It's all because Hulu's pretty on point right now, man. I've been watching tons of original, so they're still kind of related. Original Spider-Man freaking animated cartoon, the one that came on like the Saturday morning cartoons. I forget what channel it came on, but
the Fox one.
Yeah, the Fox one, dude. I've been watching tons of that, and dude, it's so dope, man. It's watching that. I'm at the point now where, you know, he had the mutation where he got, like, the six arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, pretty much two legs, so now he was pretty much like a Spider-Man. And it was dope, too, because I remember... I don't know what it was, but I remember having a toy of that dude, or somehow, or somewhere. I remember something like that. But, yeah, so I'm not at that part right now, the animated cartoon. It's pretty dope to rewatch, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, they had the episode where they did the crossover... Because right before this mutation, he went to Professor X for help about his mutation, and obviously he was confronted with like the whole X-Men at the time, you know, fucking, and that cartoon was going on. So it was like, damn, like right on the cuffs of doing Infinity Wars and all that stuff. And I mean, obviously you can watch this at any time and line it up, but I'm like, yeah, that's just dope. I've just been putting on shit, cause like this, the Hulu watch list, dog. It's been like a nice little rotation. So I got a lot of stuff like that playing. I got like a, you know, Doug Funny. I got fucking Hey Arnold. I got Ren and Stimpy, Dexter's Lab on there, Jimmy Neutron, fucking Samurai Jack.
I really got back in Samurai Jack.
Flapjack, Marvel specific Flapjack. Yeah, I've just been watching everything, and it's just been like Invader Zim. It's just been looping in like a nice little cycle. So, I think it's pretty dope. But yeah, the Spider-Man is definitely something that's really dope to rewatch. Because it sucks too, because
man,
a couple years ago,
if you
I was
have time to sit back and rewatch some of those old 90s shows, dude, you should try to get in the Steven universe, man. Just saying.
Alright, like I said, dude, I really appreciate some of the animation software and style of like the show I was looking at. Like, I mean, It's just like, it just kind of like, I don't know. Because it looks cool, but then it doesn't look cool at the same time.
I think it goes episode, it's episode by episode. It's whoever is, whoever fucking becomes, like, because some directors like to go on model, some directors like off model.
Yeah.
And sometimes Steven just doesn't look right when he's somewhere. Hey, I know what you're talking about, though. It does look good, then sometimes it just looks really off. Even while I'm watching it.
Okay, so at least it's not, at least that's something that's like, I guess you take with the good and the bad. But
like,
if as long
sometimes Steven will look super young, and then sometimes he'll look like, it'll be weird.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of people I respect like that show, which is crazy. So I'm like, alright, I mean, fuck it. I live that life. Yo, homie, sleep over here.
I slapped him.
Hey.
He was out, and he had a little bit of health. They're trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got right now at the moment that comes to mind. I'm sure I've been watching a bunch of cool shit. I haven't been watching nothing too heavy as far as, like... I said, I've been on top of Dragon Ball Super. Outside of that, dude. Hey, it is what it is, dog. That's pretty much, like, what I've been on top of. Like I said, class is in session. But yeah, a lot of my TV lately has been, Hulu. It's actually been on. So fuck it. Get that shit a 30-day trial. Experience tranquility. Are we done on the TV section, or we got something else to mention?
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, we're done with TV section.
Oh, nice.
I was just, you know, want to get your little notes on whatever else you've been watching. Just to not... Yeah. So it's not just all me talking about, like...
Oh, no, dude, it's good.
Here,
dude.
Watch this.
Oh, dude, I fucked with it.
But,
Because, like, okay, I said, everything I have been watching is already over with, too. Like, there was a few things I kept up with, you know, like... I was definitely watching every episode of, like, Atlanta when that was on, you know. But, you know, that show's over now until, like, they come out with another season. So...
Oh man, I hope it's not too long.
At least right now, as far as February goes, yeah, there's definitely. I mean, I hate that I dated the episode, but it's all good.
No, it's cool.
But yeah, young Giggity.
But, okay. So, we're done with TV. Next thing we want to talk about is some movies. Have you been watching any latest movies you want to talk about? Just bring up, because I already have a couple here. I just want to give a little spoiler-free review over.
I haven't actually been to the movie theaters in a minute.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a brand new movie. It could be something that, hey, I missed this. I should have watched it when it came out.
Well, you know what I've been watching? It's not, like I said, it's not really a movie. But, it was like that fucking Hulu web series with James Franco. 11-22-30-63. Dude, I think that's a must-watch for sure, man. That shit is pretty fresh. Especially if you got time. It's like, what, 8 1-hour episodes. It's a pretty
cool. Yeah, it's like a
cool.
nice miniseries. Lovely.
Definitely
miniseries,
a nice
actually.
Miniseries. Yeah. I said, you just check it out. I mean, I could talk forever going into too much detail, but I mean, trust me. I mean, but that was a minute ago since I watched that. But even movies that I've been watching, I think I've been watching a lot of Mighty Ducks. That shit is. Obviously, just one of those weird classics. I think I've been kind of in the mood to just, because I'm actually trying to make some goals to, like, you know, script up something, maybe do some short films, you know, get that on to-do list real currently. So, dude, I've been watching, like, a lot of nice little feel-good kind of, you know, movies like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm down to make like something like cool like that, you know. even if it's just for practice or for reps. But no, like, this was really cool. Like, you know, just that style, that genre. And I guess you can kind of blend it that in. Because Stranger Things come to mind when I even think about it a little bit. But I don't know, these movies were just so dope. The way they, like they said, they were... I don't know, they were just like... I don't know, it was weird. Like, the way they blew up small things, I guess. Like, Mighty Ducks is just a whole world and a whole universe, and everything meant a lot. But what was really at stake was just a bunch of kids playing hockey. You know what I mean? And it's not that bad. It's pretty cool. That, because, you know,
I mean,
like, freaking
out. I know what you're saying.
Like Coach Bombay, he was like... Like, you know, he's just like a pretty much an amateur hockey player. He wasn't even like a pro. Like, he was trying to get into like the minor leagues and stuff. So it was just like,
well,
you know,
I mean, he has a shared passion, you know. He didn't make it to the top of the game, but he can make the other players. Like they say, those who can't do, teach.
Exactly.
He's a prime example.
Young Bombay in here. But shout out to Coach Bombay, but it's
Emilio
just really
Estevez.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. But it was just cool how, like, you know, the way they crafted those kind of stories. And like I said, it wasn't always about the professional athlete, the dude with the fucking nice-ass car. It was people who are extraordinary but regular at the same time, still on a path to try to accomplish something cool. And they just let you know that, you know, because, you know, he was a lawyer, and, you know, it was nice that, you know he showed
I haven't seen that movie.
It was passion. It definitely, I kind of feel like it was passion over fame and career. It was, you know, that's kind of what those movies had, and I was like, damn. They had something good going on with those. And I mean, I guess that genre is probably still exists, honestly. Some good shit, but. Yo, me and this Roadhog was hunting down this Aria for no reason. But we were together and I had his back, so fuck it.
I was trying to follow you guys, and they start taking the point. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm just gonna talk about movies that's gonna be coming out that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Cool. I'll go watch them with you. Out. Or, you know, I'll watch them at the same time.
All right. First is, of course, Lego Batman.
Yo,
so I
came
am
into
so
my
hyped
work today
for that,
and said they were going to watch it. Locking down the objective. And it was an adult, too. It was an adult. He was like 40 years old.
I mean,
he was like, yeah, I'm on my way to watch another Lego Batman movie. And I was like, damn. I've heard it's been pretty nice. So I'm pumped, dude.
I mean, Will Arnett is the dopest Batman we have right now. Well, the best voice for Batman. I'll put it that way.
Hey.
The funniest Batman. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Like I said, I saw a piece of the last little Lego movie that they came out with. I forget the name of it, but... The last little Lego movie that came out before this, where it was like the mix of all the worlds and stuff.
Lego movie?
Is that what they call it? Just the Lego movie? Really?
Just the Lego movie, yeah. The one with...
Yeah.
Chris Pratt in it and all that.
Yeah, dude, that movie was pretty cool, man. It was way better than I expected.
Amazing.
But see, the thing
is,
like, even after everyone said it was amazing, I was just like, I mean, I guess, well, whatever. But people say Cars is amazing, and I'm not a big fan of Cars. So just because someone says Cars is amazing doesn't mean I'm going to watch it. So just because someone said the Lego movie was good, I'm like, okay. But yeah, dude, I started watching a little
bit,
and
I
was like,
Cars is super amazing if you actually watch Cars 2.
See, that's so crazy. My brain can't comprehend Cars being a good movie. I'm like, how?
I mean, it's basically the same story we get all the time. Hot Shot acts like an asshole.
Humble.
Alienates everybody he loves and then becomes humble, yeah.
But like I said, I'm one of these days I will make it a chance. Oh, because there actually is two movies I did just watch recently. They were both animated. That's why. I watched freaking the Minion movie and I watched Finding Dory. I just watched those two.
Okay, Minion movie.
Wasn't bad.
Is it as bad as you thought it was? Dude, people shit on the Minions, and I'm like, it's not that bad, dude. My
dude,
favorite part
wasn't
that
bad.
Was when they go on the road trip, and then like they go with that family.
Oh,
and
yeah, right?
That family just starts robbing people and shit.
You're right?
That's like my fucking favorite part of that fucking movie, dude. They're like
a
whole family.
Right? adversity is an opportunity. Oh yeah, that show was tight. But Finding Dory, Loki, it didn't blow my mind, but it blew my expectations.
I remember seeing Finding Dory. Like, I think it was what, this summer or something.
Yeah.
Finding Dory, it was good. The only thing was they added so many different characters. It seems like they didn't need to add characters. They just need to add plot points, so they had to add characters that be able to make sure these plot points could happen. Like the whole that one dude who can like use his sonar or some shit.
Yeah.
Basically, Phil from fucking not the middle. What's that one show? Modern Family. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just. Doo-doo. I'm like, come on, man. But the octopus was cool though. Of course, he could have been stole that little tag if he wanted to. He could have stolen it so fast, like right. Without nothing. But it's a kids' movie, so you can't just let people overpower somebody. Sure. It wasn't bad.
Okay, I guess my expectations were so low that
lost way worse.
Is that maybe like I said, my expectations were just so incredibly low for that movie that it blew my expectations to like proportions that I didn't expect. Now, like I said, it didn't blow my mind, but it was definitely like, okay, shit, maybe I should start probably watching some Pixar movies again. Type shit.
Oh, when'd you take a Pixar break? I just watch them. I don't even take a break.
I seen Toy Story 3, but like, I didn't see WALL-E. So anything after WALL-E, I haven't seen except Toy Story 3.
You haven't seen Inside Out?
Nope. Dog.
Oh, you need to. You gotta get on that one. Inside Out straight. Inside Out's really good.
And I did see the second Monsters movie. I did see that. That was Monsters after Wall-E.
See, yeah. This is the kind of the problem I'm having with the Disney movies now, is because we have the Disney Animation Studios movies, and now we have the Pixar movies.
Exactly.
It used to be able to tell them apart because, you know, traditional animation, CG, 3D, whatever. But now the company, like, they look so close. It's kind of hard to tell. Like, they're almost dipping in their own pot a little bit. Like, is Moana Pixar? No, it's Disney. Exactly. So, what Pixar movie came out this year? Finding Dory? Okay. So, but Disney Pixar came out with, or Disney Animation came out with two movies this year.
Maybe that was a way to regulate, like, hey, we don't need you, so keep your shit tight.
Basically. Even though I think that's one of my favorite animated movie.
I never seen it.
Zootopia was.
But it's definitely really
good. It's on Netflix, like, so get on it.
Oh yeah, I've seen that title before. Yeah, there we go.
It's Wreck-It Ralph, one of my favorite movies. Like,
there you go.
I don't know. John C. Reilly just was too born to play that part.
Yes. That was like, crazy
his voice
to say
just
that
fit
too.
So perfectly. But okay. Well, I'm gonna talk about a movie here that I'm hyped. Well, we already talked about Lego Batman. I'm hyped for that. Have you seen the first John Wick movie?
No. Like, I saw John Wick 2, and I saw Keanu Reeves, and I was like, "What's John Wick?"
Oh man.
Yeah, dude. When the hell did the first one come out? Is it like a really
first
old
one
movie
came
coming
out,
back?
I want to say it. No, first one came out about. I want to say it's a little movie. It's not really. It came out like 2 years ago, around the same time it came. It's coming out this year, like a little February movie. They just threw it out there, a little action movie, but it was really pretty good. It's got a nice little story. It's got some like crazy world building. That's what's crazy about it. Like, you know, everybody's seen assassin movies where a guy gets the revenge, blah 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 blah. But this movie, it has a whole bunch, and it has and you care about why John Wick's doing it. Yeah, he might not be the best guy or whatever, but you actually get why he's doing it. Somebody, like, do you care if I kind of spoil it a little bit, or, well, you're going to be spoiled anyway.
You can spoil the first one. It's been out. Everyone can see it, so, I mean, fuck it. But, like I said, if it sounds interesting enough, I'll actually go watch it, so I'm okay with this one. Sorry, guys, if you guys aren't. Right.
Deal with it. I mean, it's been out for almost 2 years. I'm pretty sure anybody who doesn't know John Wick. So, but yeah, basically in the first one, John Wick's like his Keanu Reeves. He's some like retired, like hitman, assassin type of thing. And he's just, you know, he's in retirement. He's got his wife and his family. Well, not his family. He doesn't have any kids or anything, but he's got a wife or whatever. She ends up, like, getting sick and dying or something. I'm not 100% sure her circumstance of dying. But I want to say just like, and then and you see him dealing with that grief or whatever. He's going through his process or whatever. But then some guy comes in. Well, some guy sees him at his gas station, sees his nice car. I think they follow him back to his house. And they basically just rob his whole place.
Oh shit!
Also, after doing that, they kill his little dog, which was the only piece John had left of his. It was the only piece he had left of his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Yeah.
So after that, he just tears this whole city up looking for this one guy. And it turns out this one guy is like this mob boss's son. So the mob boss is like, I can't just let you kill my son. I know he fucked up, he's a fucking idiot, but I can't let you do that. And it's like almost a mutual agreement. Like, well, we're just gonna have to fuck this city up getting to each other. And they're like, okay. And it goes on from there. It's pretty badass. And I mean, it's got the action scenes are on point. Like, it's one of the best movie Keanu's been in. It's like, it's almost like cheesy, but it's not, you know? Like,
yeah.
It could be cheesy. But the action's so good. If the action was terrible, then it would be a bad movie. I'll put it that way. It's like nobody's there for the performances.
Hmm. But they deliver enough to where you're like, okay. The action's dope.
Oh, action's definitely dope. He definitely held on to some of his kung fu skills from Matrix.
That's dope.
But, okay, but the second John Wick 2 is coming out, so just hyped to see that. I don't know what the incident would be. I don't know what the conflict
exactly,
would be.
Yeah.
That might be the problem with the movie, because the first one had, like, a heartfelt conflict, you know? Somebody kills. Yeah, like, you felt like, okay, you're rooting for this guy, regardless what he does. He's a hitman, whatever. But
now I'm wondering, now you got me definitely wondering, like, what the hell? Because I saw the trailer, like, at least 4 million times, I feel like. That shit plays everywhere.
Definitely. They're oversaturated. I think it's going to become a little oversaturated.
Who's producing the movie? Like, what pictures is, like, distributing it or whatever?
Because
they're advertising whoever is on point. Because they're going ham.
It might be. It seems like a type of Lionsgate film or XTX. I'm not sure who's doing it.
Okay. I'll probably see it happen before I go to sleep today, for sure.
It's one of those B movies, which ain't too bad. But okay, I'm down to see that. I'm gonna go check it out. Okay. We already talked about Lego Batman. We already talked about.
So what is the Lego Batman movie gonna be about, though? Real quick, I haven't seen the trailer for that shit. That shit's in the movie theater, and I haven't heard nothing about it until today. Well, not to pretty much around the last day or two.
Alright, well, I don't know what it's going to be about.
Because I played the first game.
What it's pertaining to. I don't think it has anything to do with the game or the thing. Like,
yeah, I know.
Robin,
but, you know.
Because they got Michael Cera playing Robin. Dick Grayson.
Nice.
But he's playing, like, a different type of Dick Grayson. It's basically its own movie, like, in its own universe.
Okay,
because
cool.
It's basically just, like... I'm assuming it might just be like, oh, we're taking him from Lego movie and putting him here, or it just might just be from the ground up.
Hey, I'm down with anything, man.
But it looks good. It looks cool. All right. Let's see. Yeah, we're talking about Levi, man. We're talking about John Wick. And let's see what else I got down here. Alright, Split. That movie's been out for a couple weeks, I want to say, like 3-4 weeks, something like that. So, yeah. Is it okay if I just fucking just totally spoil it?
You can. I'll probably still go watch it, though. Because, like I said, I already had someone talk to me and spoil it for me already.
Best round one. So they spoiled it for you? Damn.
Oh, yeah, dude. They just pretty much showed me the whole thing, and I was like, it's all good. Whatever. I mean... Cause like I said, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so I'm down to see what the end result is and, like, check it out afterwards, because...
Right.
I mean, although I did hear it was pretty good, but yeah, I guess it was I got spoiled already. For me. But you can do your version of the spoiler, and, like, you can talk, and then, Because I don't know, it's weird because people can talk about something and I'll still see it in, I'll see something different when I'm watching it. So then now we can have a conversation about how I saw something differently. But then who knows, maybe I have that perspective because now they gave me a different perspective. But then that's also cool too, because because I remember someone didn't spoil Shutter Island, but they were talking about it, but then I watched it and I was like, yo, what the hell? This movie's insane. Like, what? No, dude, this shit is crazy. So, like, you never know, you know?
Okay, well, basically this movie split. It starts off, like, it basically starts off with James McAvoy's character. You just see these girls, they're at a mall, whatever, and they get kidnapped by this guy, basically. And from that point on, you start, like, witnessing that something's wrong with this guy, like, he's not completely there. He doesn't seem like he's doing this for a certain reason. He doesn't have a purpose. Like, what's his motive? Nobody can, like, is he gonna rape us? Is he gonna eat us? What? They don't know.
Yeah.
But, basically, like, when the movie's, once you start actually getting, like, bits and pieces of it, it's like, it goes crazy. Because, we find out that this dude has multiple personalities. And he slips in and out of those personalities without even knowing. But there's another character in the movie, like, basically the third character on the outside looking in, is his psychiatrist. And we figure that out, you know, after a while. After he shows up the next day, and, like, apparently he's been, like, while he's in that, like, while he's freaking out, he always, oh, man, you know what, fuck talking about the movie, because I don't care. The main spoiler movie, the best part of the movie, and, like, basically, the movie is trippy. It's definitely a tease. It's one of those, like, this is Shyamalan's, like, a study in restraint. That's basically what I can call this movie. A study in restraint. Not blowing your wad too early.
Yeah.
Letting the movie be a movie.
Nice. Nice.
And, dude, okay. I'm just going to tell you what happens at the end. All right, well, James McAvoy's character, he has, like, 23 personalities that's been confirmed that's in him because he's been working with psychiatrists and they've been working hard to study it and figure out what each one does and you know.
Yeah.
But he develops this 24th personality, and he calls this one the monster or whatever, or something like that. It's like the beast. I think that's what they call him. The doctor, he has a kidnapped his doctor because she gets nosy and finds out that he's been kidnapping these girls and shit. So he's like, oh shit. She's like, oh, you gotta keep the beast contained and all this other stuff. He's like, no, we gotta have the beast. The beast is part of us. Blah 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 blah. Well, it turns out, like, this dude wasn't really lying, and this is what I believe happened, like, he merged all his personalities into one. Like, he doesn't have to switch back and forth between personalities now, he's just, they're all together, working together.
Yeah.
Like, all simultaneously, like, he'll switch voices, characteristics, he has a woman inside of him, some crazy dude. His actual self, and then the one that he's been trying to live as, is a whole bunch of crazy shit. But they've all merged together, and then, like, the beast kind of, like, takes control. So, like, the girl at the end tries to, like, stab him. She tries to shoot him. No. Alright. I know I'm everywhere in this movie, but this movie, I haven't talked about this movie in a minute, and I haven't really had time to just talk about it. But,
yeah, dude, it's all good.
His psychiatrist, he has to kill her, but then she tries to stab him with a knife, and it totally breaks, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl gets a shotgun, tries to, like, shoot him point blank, the only surviving girl, because he after he becomes that beast or whatever, he feeds on all of them. He feeds on two of the girls, and, like, eats them. And then the other girl who's left, she hits him with a shotgun, point blank range, nothing wrong. Just doof. And then, this dude has superpowers. That's basically what happened in the movie. Like, it's an alternate way of superpowers, basically.
Yeah.
Like, if he believes the shit, it will happen. It will come true. Not like flying and all that stuff, but, like, he believes he's a super strong, crazy dude. So he's starting to manifest those powers, right?
Yeah,
and
okay.
At the end of the movie, he runs away, and he goes by the media calls him the Horde. We hear, oh, blah, 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 suspect, blah, blah, blah. We are calling him the Horde. And then somebody, you hear one lady be like, man, that's crazy. Remember having that dude 15 years ago with them trains? What was his name? And next to that lady is Bruce Willis. He's like, I think his name was Mr. Glass.
And nice.
So this movie takes place in the Unbreakable world, which makes the possibility of that dude having actual superpowers even more realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's like how like Unbreakable that. he had superpowers, but it was like in a more realistic way. You know,
dude. So Unbreakable is still dude. I wouldn't watch Unbreakable tonight, dude. I always say that, but it's never on nothing to watch. I should probably fucking do. They even it have a good, no streamers. Dude, I love Unbreakable, man. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe that's what he did. You know, maybe he was just like, you know what, let me connect Unbreakable real quick.
And dude, if you want to see something crazy, you should.
Now I actually want to see.
I think Screen Junkies. There's this Screen Junkies video that Patton Oswalt did, and it was his pitch for Unbreakable 2, and this was like 3 years ago, and it was like. It's kind of similar to how this movie ends, like where it could go, because there's one big bad guy. Bruce Willis probably got to find other of these Unbreakables or whatever the hell they are. Even though the only thing about that movie that tripped me out was like the main girl who survives, and she was pretty calm through that whole fucking movie. Like, she wasn't even trying to like escape or anything, because she knew something was off about this dude. Like, he wasn't trying to just do whatever, but she survived, and like. The only reason he didn't attack her because he's like, oh, you're broken too or something. Because he had, like, troubles in her life. She didn't have a perfect fucking life.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it was a pretty cool movie, though. I suggest everybody check it out. I am on
fire. Damn, yeah, that actually kind of made me want to see it, though, now. So interesting.
Oh yeah, dude, movie is super dope. Like, I was kind of hyped. I was like, okay. Like, I knew it had some. I knew, like, it seemed like from the trailer that I saw, I was like, okay, this might be a movie. Like, it might be coming back, because his last movie that he did wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
While it wasn't horrible, it was, like, I don't know. It seemed like he was on his path. He was like, it was restraint. That's the problem. That's the problem M. Night always has. He's never made a bad movie, I don't say. He's a little too over-aggressive with his ideas. That's how I put it. Because I actually, people talk shit about Lady in the Water. I like Lady in the Water. You know,
I definitely can see Lady in the Water.
You know?
But yeah, I do understand. Like, I do get that, like, you know, it is easy to make fun of, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, like, you know, the jokes, whatever. But then, dude, half the people that make fun of him, dude, they've never seen Unbreakable. And I'm like, dude, don't fucking come at my boy's neck like that. I mean, like, obviously, most people who do have seen a lot of his shit. I mean, at least some people, but I'm like, dude,
he can't be excused for Last Avatar, though. The last Airbender, he can't be excused for that.
I saw 1 minute and 30 seconds of that movie.
I sat through the whole thing because I'm just dumb, I guess. I was just like, and it got
I was
worse.
Just like, ooh, I was so scared. I just couldn't, I had to stop, man. I got too scared. I was just like, ooh, I'm scared. Because it was already at the time to where when I first started watching it, it was on Netflix. So obviously it's been out for a while. So I was just like, ooh, fuck people's opinions. I love Avatar. And I think this was right at the time when Legend of Korra was probably going to come out, or something was going on with that, and I was just so in my mood. And I know I rewatched Avatar not too long ago, after it re-aired, you know, after it ended. I remember watching it.
So yeah, man. That movie is.
Yeah! I was like, let me check this movie out. And, you know, like I said, I'm down to give M. Night Shyamalan, you know, a couple chances. The last movie I saw of his was The Village, so I haven't seen nothing since then, personally. Once I saw The Village, I was like, ooh.
The Village was pretty. It was boo boo. Was not perfect.
Yeah, shout out to
shout out Shyamalan. He's getting his career back on path, man.
Yeah, but no, dude. I saw the trailer for Split, and I didn't even know it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie until I saw the. So I saw the trailer and I saw, you know, I guess that's all Professor X, and I was like, okay, you know, that's pretty dope. You know, he's posted.
Oh, he's
up
a good actor
movies.
Too. He's a great actor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's a dope actor. I didn't realize it. Like, it took me, like. It didn't take me a while, but like, it definitely, I didn't notice it until his X-Men movies, for sure.
Oh no, yeah. No, definitely not.
And then, like I said, no, I won't front for nobody. I was like, yeah, this dude is pretty tight. But he's good too. I feel like I don't see him in a lot of movies, but at least he smashes when he's in the movie.
And he goes all out. He over even as Professor X. I don't know which movie I was watching, but he's just like screaming. I don't know what it was, but it was.
Yeah,
crazy.
Dude.
Like, he like, goes what? All in.
Yeah, dude. He's pretty good. He's pretty legit, dude, man. I can fuck with his movies and his acting, man.
But yeah, okay. But yeah, Split, great movie.
Yeah,
can't
definitely
wait to
watch that.
Fucking
now.
Unbreakable 2 or Split 2 or.
Right.
I mean,
you
if you really
capitalize.
Think about it, Split, Unbreakable, they're like. Complete opposites, I guess, of each other. So unsplittable.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call the movie. I mean, it was in the title, guys. Come on.
Hey, maybe Split was a wink at that the whole time.
I mean, if you put the posters together, they actually look like they fit together too. That's what's crazy. I've seen it a couple times.
So maybe M. Night Shyamalan was like, you know what? I'm going to have my own Avengers movie, damn it.
Basically, my own
yeah,
right?
Avengers. The head-ass Avengers.
The head-ass Avengers, exactly.
That shit's hilarious. Hey, I'm with it. Damn, I can't believe they fucking...
I'm contesting it.
Mr. Glass.
I know, man.
Fucking threw Bruce Willis in there. Repetition.
Yeah, that's what tripped me out. Like, Mr. Glass was in there. He's like, Mr. Glass. And I was like, what? Unbreakable. What do you do? They call me Mr. Glass.
Right? Classic.
Okay. So, I guess we're going to talk about the last movie. It's an animated movie. And I guess I should have talked about this after we talked about Justice League or the Teen Titans. But since it's a review, I guess I'll put it in this part. Alright. Justice League Dark. Part of the same DC animated universe of movies. Yes. They have the straight DVD ones. Did you watch that yet?
Justice League Dark, you said that's what it cost a T? No, I haven't seen that one. Like, I saw it and I was like, man, it's probably good. I could probably miss this one. Because as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what, let me go watch that Batman. Because that seeing the trailer for that movie, like, it was like, oh, available now. Go watch it. I was like, oh, you know what, I should probably watch that Batman and the Sun one real quick, just in case it relates. But then I saw it, after I saw the trailer, I was like, well, maybe it doesn't. But I was like, I'll watch the Batman and the Sun one still.
So basically, Justice League Dark, it's an animated movie. Constantine, like, that's basically the only reason they made the movie, because the actor, Ryan, what was his name? I can't even remember. Something, Matt Ryan. The actor Matt Ryan did the voice, so.
Oh, the one from the TV show?
Yeah, he came back to do the voice.
That's cool.
Dude, we actually won that match. Dude, we won that match, dog.
Yeah, because we're bees, dog. I came back to say today. play the game too? God,
perfect
dang.
Zone out character, for real.
Bro.
Because all you gotta do is just spray and pray, man.
Dude, dog. Why do you think everyone just fucking just get lit on stream and just play D.Va? I see him out there. Dog, I see him out there. And I'm sitting here playing games on the couch.
Kills, dog. Okay, alright.
Well,
so
Zenyatta
Justice
today,
Dark,
he's my zone-out character.
So, Justice League Dark, Matt Ryan, he did a good performance. The movie was kind of just, meh. It was meh. I did like the fact they had Etrigan the Demon in there, even though he just seemed almost out of place, and they didn't have nothing for him to really do besides just jump in and smash shit every now and then. Zatanna, she was only in there just to be like ex-jilted lover from Constantine, which I never even knew they had some type of relationship at all whatsoever.
The Zatanna I'm aware of is usually always younger. She's like around Nightwing's age, but whatever. So the movie, I mean, Swamp Thing made an appearance. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, right.
The movie just felt like it had too much to do, and Batman being in it was just because they can put Batman on the case. That's the only reason he was in it.
Yeah. They're like, someone's walking in the movie section at Walmart. They're feeling a little frisky. They see Batman on the cover. I think they'll buy it.
They see Justice League. They don't see any of the characters there's no.
They're like, whoa, is this a new Justice League? But just with Batman? Whoa. What the hell? Let me go check this out. But then really...
Okay.
Ankles are set up to get that young Juke.
Basically, they're just going to be out of it.
Why is everybody young? Why does he keep saying that? Oh, Tom Parker. That's why.
But we're pretty much winding it down. Last basic category we have is games. But, I mean, we already kind of talked about games a little bit in here. But basically the only thing I have wrote down for games is Overwatch. And the fact that we play that every day, pretty much.
Yeah,
and
we're actually streaming
it right now. We're playing it right now on the Twitch live while recording the podcast. So anybody who wants to see the podcast recorded live should, you know, tune in to twitch.tv/YoungChristDelorean. No.
Yeah, ChristDelorean. Obviously, Christ_DILOREAN. Obviously, that's just where everything's going to be for now. Once everything gets more localized, it'll probably be on like an independent stream, and that's probably what we'll stream on. Maybe do live recording, because they do have a game chat, a game talk show spot on Twitch, and I actually totally forgot to even maybe put this in that section. But it's all good.
Oh no, we're not professional enough for that yet.
Yeah, so we ain't sweating it. But yeah, it'll be cool, because like I said, we'll play multiple stuff, and it'll be cool to just kind of, you know, have something to watch in the background if you're going to watch at least a video of this. Obviously, if this is going to be like on SoundCloud, then you're straight. But, you know, if you like Overwatch, it's a pretty dope game. We're playing it on Xbox One. We'll probably have, you know, down the line, if anyone's like, you know, manages to listen to this, we'll have like maybe a community where we can like do, you know, fucking group ups where everyone can like fucking listen and play and kick it. You know, since it's, you know, it's a team.
I wouldn't mind, man.
Yeah, I mean, it is a team-based shooter. It's like a 6-versus-6 game, so any shit like that is always possible. Welcome to the internet.
Grace, tranquility. But yeah, definitely watch live. We don't really have a schedule for none of this stuff. We're just doing off the cuff.
Yeah.
You gotta create something, or else. Get off the pot, right? Shit or get off the pot, right? Is that what they say?
Exactly. And we definitely all got Grand Theft Auto 5 too. I know everyone loves playing that shit online. Oh, man.
So. I mean, that's the only game to really play online to get people together. Gather. Alright, well, shit, since we're in the game section, I guess, you got anything you want to say about the Switch? That's the only other thing I got right now, too.
Well, I think I can speak for a lot of people in my position at the Switch is, because, you know, I do have a Wii U. I actually, you know, had that first before I had an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4. So the Wii U was my first system in this generation, technically. Although it was a little weird, because you could consider it almost at the end of, like, the 360 era, PS3. But, nah, definitely, you know, Wii U's the shit. You know, it's pretty decent. I fucked with it, so... Switch, it sounds cool to me because I do have a 3DS, and I don't take it out as much as with me as possible, especially since I've been like going out, taking photos and shooting, and kind of start hitting up more trips. So I'm thinking about, you know, yeah, maybe having a Switch on deck, especially, you know, it has a Joy-Cons with the stand, and like that's all stuff that's convenient for a life I'm not entirely living at the moment. You know what I mean? I'm not always out of the house. I'm not always, you know, catching flights. I mean, I do, you know, I'll take trips and I'll do stuff like that. But it's not at a high rate for me to justify not having my 3DS over the Switch. And then also, I guess I could just take my 3DS or I could take my laptop. If my laptop has shit on it, So at least at the moment. As far as Zelda, like I said, hella hype for that. I haven't, you know, played a Zelda game since Twilight Princess. That was the last game that pretty much, you know, killed Zelda for me. I was like, eh, I'm straight. So this one actually looks legit, but I can buy it on Wii U, which is dope. Which I may actually do, probably not day one.
Right. But, I mean, that's the only reason. It seems like that's the only reason why anybody is even getting hyped for it, to me at least. Because I'm not really. I totally skipped the whole last Wii U generation. Like, I didn't. I personally didn't own a Wii, but I mean, nobody could escape that. Like, you know, everybody had a fucking Wii back in the day, so you didn't really need one personally.
Yeah, but, I personally have one, obviously, but that's just pretty much my GameCube now.
Right, and now if Super Smash Bros. Would have been exclusive on the Wii U, then best believe I had a Wii U. But since it was on 3DS, I was fine with it just being on 3DS, you know.
Exactly.
I was completely okay with that.
So yeah, you're kind of an interesting spot too. Although. Yeah, I feel you, man. It's just that I want it more than I feel like I would use it. Like, I want it just because. But, like, Ultra Street Fighter 2, yeah, that would be dope. Has online mode, leaderboards, and all that kind of cool shit. I'm like, eh. But like I said, I want it more than I would actually play it. Zelda on the go, I'm like, eh. So I can play Zelda now. With the Wii U, $60 saves me hella money. But yeah, if you don't have a Wii U, you kind of missed out on their whole generation. I definitely think, dude, it's probably legit. But yeah,
it seems cool. It's just it didn't really grab.
It depends on the digital content, because if a lot of my digital content that I may not purchased on Wii U. Gets to transfer over. Like, obviously, you know, physical media doesn't transfer over, but like maybe something like that, or maybe I don't know. Like what am I gonna do if I had that shit right now? What would I play, dude? I have no idea what I would play, except two games. Zelda.
I mean, you'd be able to take it, dude. The best thing about it is that you get to take it to parties and stuff, man.
I know, but we're gonna play at that party.
you gotta get one Joy-Con and hand it to somebody. And they're like, what am I going to do with this little ass controller I've been playing?
Like, yeah, like I got arthritis looking at it.
Severe arthritis just looking at it.
Pass me the main game.
Right. Right. It comes in bundled.
Right. But, all I'm saying, like I said, but that's from my personal unique perspective. And, dude, to be honest, I feel like I have a lot to more explore in the Wii U, too, dude. I feel like half of the games that people like, I don't even have on the Wii U. Like, dude, I was thinking about that Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Dude, everyone says it's pretty bomb, man. I haven't even got a chance to play it. I played a demo of that Star Fox game, and, you know, I've never really been a big Star Fox fan other than Star Fox Adventures. And, obviously, I played one of the Smash Bros. But Star Fox Adventures was definitely... That was, you know, obviously, dude.
I hate that game. That's like the worst Star Fox game ever. I'm like, man, fuck that.
I don't know. I just wasn't an armoring person. I didn't like flying the whole game. I was just, I don't know. That was just me at the time. You know, I was a little bit. Like I said, a lot of people I know that like it were a little bit older than me too. So I'm like, you know, maybe they were at a different age when that game came out, where they really could appreciate it more than I could. Or maybe I just didn't appreciate it in general. Because even the re-release on 3DS, I didn't even top that shit. I was like, eh.
No, people like it. I mean, it just seems, I don't know, Star Fox Adventures seem like, I understand why people are like, oh, it's like Zelda, but with Star Fox.
But that's what's good.
To me, that was just, right, I was just like, it's still a good game.
That's the reason I like it.
Dinosaur. I have a pet dinosaur.
It's like you have a cool-ass character, Star Fox. And like, he's just so dope, and you're gonna keep him in a fucking spaceship? The fuck outta here. That's why I even thought it was so even more crazy about, like, you know, Smash Bros. That pretty much got to create creative with characters that, you know, sit down on the ship.
Right. With fucking steel legs, you know?
Right? But yeah, dude, I was playing a demo for that Star Fox Zero. Man, dude, it was fun as fuck, man. Like, dude, it was pretty tight. It wasn't that bad, you know, controls wise. Dude, it was. I actually enjoyed it way more than I thought. It was pretty decent. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe there's more Wii U games that I could probably play that I didn't get a chance to. But, like I said, I'm fortunate enough to have a Wii U and sit back and see what they do with it. And while I'm sitting back waiting to see what they do with it, I could still play Zelda, which is the main draw. So maybe that's what they're
right,
what they're doing.
Exactly.
But that's what the console's for. The console's for people who are like, hey, if
saying,
you need a Wii U,
smart,
I got
they
you.
Released it on both. They wouldn't release it on both. Because didn't they do that with what? Didn't they do that with Twilight Princess when they first came out, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, Twilight Princess too.
They had one on GameCube and one on
Probably Titanfall made the same mistake too.
One on Wii. Oh yes, they did, dude. That's why people are still like, "Oh, Titanfall 2 is tight though." I'm like, well. I played Titanfall. It was okay. It was extremely, extremely to the limit okay.
Hello, okay?
It was super mediocre okay. Like, it was like the most...
The best okay you ever had?
You ever had in your life. Yeah, it's like... I don't know. It's like getting a steak and it tasting like oatmeal. It's like, I'm not mad, but damn.
I was like, I guess the fiber's on point.
Right, I guess, I mean... Protein, I guess. I don't fucking know, but whatever. It's something.
Well, dog.
But, okay, well, I mean, we've made it through each one of the topics so far. I mean, I had a thought experiment I wanted to do for the end, like almost like a philosophical type of question we can ask. I mean, we don't have to answer it. I don't think there is a right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up?
All right. Have you ever heard of this one? I think it's called... I don't know. I don't know what the original name of it is, but it's about, like, a ship or whatever. It's about, like, okay, if you buy a ship and, like, a part of it breaks and then you replace that part and eventually you just keep repeating that process till every single piece that you... replace, like, every single piece of the ship has been replaced over time. Not all at once, but over time, you know what I'm saying? Is it still that ship? Is it still your ship anymore, you know? Because it's been replaced, you know, multiple different parts at different times. It still doesn't have the shred of the original ship on it. Does it still count as the original ship, you know?
Yeah.
There's a way more eloquent way of saying it, but...
Yeah. How about we not answer that till maybe next time we do this?
I mean, there is no right answer, I believe.
Yeah.
Personally, like, I can see it from both ways.
Yeah, I definitely see... I mean, what comes to my mind first... Because, fuck it, let's just answer it now. What comes to my mind first is obviously more so... Like, yeah, it is still your ship. The essence of the ship is still there. The soul... Blah, 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 this kind of stuff. But I don't know. That, I feel like that's the easy go-to for me to kind of think that way. And just all rips. I'm like, that for me, it makes sense to say something like that or like, go that kind of route. I mean, because even from like a more technical standpoint, I'm like, well, no, your ship's not there anymore because every single physical piece of it is gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then... It's still like you didn't buy a whole new ship. You know, you bought it in installments. Oh, yeah, that's actually a pretty good one.
I mean,
I do like that, though. That is a pretty interesting way to think about it. Because, I don't know, I feel like the way I think about it first is just because... It's more like a less materialistic kind of view of it. Because, you know, when you think about, obviously, about the actual material, you know, that's what's being replaced. Excellent. But I feel like, you know, with empathy for, you know, things, you know, organic or non-organic, you kind of feel like, you know, you're taking care of, you're replacing, or you're healing. Just like, you know, just like us, like, you know, we're not born.
That's what I was about to get to.
Like, you know, we don't have the same bone that we were born with. You know, we grow new.
None of our cells in our body are the same cells we were born with. I was watching it. It was like a video on Vsauce. It's like every 5 years, like your cells, you know, they replicate, they rejuvenate. So eventually, after a certain amount of time, you like you just have a whole bunch of new cells in your body.
Yeah, man, that's why. So it's not always.
So technically, are we ourselves? What makes us ourselves, man? If every cell in the body is completely different every 5 years. What makes you yourself? Like, well, within 5 years.
Yeah,
5 years. Just like,
yeah, 5 years. Yeah, gradually. You'll have different shit. Damn. See, I like that one. That was good. I like how you want to end it like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was the Phase Haven Repop Chief Scope Popspective.
There we go. Mashup burger milk.
The procrastipause. The burger milk tits and ass.
The burger milk tater sauce.
The burger milk tater sauce. Dude, I kind of like that. Tater sauce. Can't do it. Oh, God. Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, shit, I don't know how long.
Goodbye.